Is this how love's supposed to be? Oh, you call the shots, I got
well,
the
key. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to meet you finally. I've actually, like, I've known the Merck family for several years. I interviewed a couple of the guys when I had a radio show at Columbia, and they came on, like, I don't know if you know Roy. He's also known as Mr. Doing Too Much, Roy Volchek. But he made the connection. He was a co-host of mine at the time. And, like, I've heard your voice on record for years now, I guess. Always wondering, like, who's the female vocalist? Because at the time, Merck, I think, it was kind of vague, like, who's even in the group. Like, it was very ethereal and, like, mysterious. And, like, that was very cool. I think now we're starting to see you guys come out into the open a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, I was so excited to, when Claudia and I talked about our speaking, to see all this music that you put out. And, like, I listened to all of it, and it's all so good. I love the writing. I love the production. Who does the production? Is it still the Merck crew?
Yeah.
Okay. So where did you guys all meet, I guess?
So it's actually, like, a long story. But
sure.
But I'm going to try
take your time.
Like, put it in the best way possible. A friend of mine heard my music on SoundCloud. Like, at that time, I was just, like, going from different studios and just recording and putting stuff on SoundCloud. And a friend of mine heard it on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, introduced my music to her friend, who happened to be, like, in a relationship with one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, like, her and I are, like, really good friends, and she really liked the music. She was like, oh, like, let me put you onto this group and all that. And so from there, like, they really liked my music.
Sure.
And we just started working with each other.
That's so good.
Yeah. And
how long has it been since then?
I want to say 5 years. I think this year's going to be 5 years that we've been, like, working together.
Damn.
So shout out to Tease Girl, because, like,
Tease Girl, yeah. Tease Making
Girl.
The connections.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that that's so good that you had someone early on who, like, saw your music and was like, I want to enable this person to continue,
like,
to have that space.
And it's just crazy because it actually, like, we all clicked automatically. Like, the first day that, like, I got into the studio with them, it was just like we've known each other for a
while.
Did
it feel like a new day? Like, or like, it was like, oh, we're starting now.
I think, like, especially in the industry, like, you want to make sure that you find a group of people that, like, understand, like, your sound, and you are super comfortable with them and all that. And I just, like, it felt right
for sure
to start with them.
I feel like that's underrated in the music industry, only because the product is so, like, focused on, like, an individual, or often, at least in I'm not sure what genre maybe that's more common in, but that's definitely a big part of, like, pop culture is, like, the individual. And I think that it's important to kind of emphasize how, like, yeah, like, it takes a whole team. You know?
It really does. It takes a lot.
It takes a lot, even to just get the one song done, so if you're not doing it alone.
Yeah, it'll take, like,
communication
days or something to get it done. But I'm actually, like, super happy that I met them.
That's good. Are you working on a... Because you put out a lot of singles, and I love all those songs, but I was wondering if you're putting together, like, an album experience.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely an album on the way coming out this year, actually.
So cool.
So I'm really excited for that, because that'll be, like, my first, I would say, like, solo project, because, you know, we put, like, stuff together as a group.
Sure.
So this time it's like, okay, this is, like, Maritza Merck's body of music now, so...
What's the difference, then, and as far as workflow goes, and even, like what ideas are executed, you know?
For
your project?
I would just say there's a lot of more personal experiences, like, more things that I've dealt with in my life that are focused in that music. It's just more of, like, my story, like, my feelings.
So. So what would you put into those Merck records, then? Like, are you writing on those songs the pieces that you sing?
Yeah, like, we all, like, work together to write the music, you know? If it's, like, a group project, we're all in the studio writing brainstorming, like, you know, trying to see if the lyrics even make sense. Because sometimes you'll think of a melody and you put, like, random words to it and you're just like, wait a minute. Like, that came from the heart, but does it really make sense?
Sure. Like, for me even to be the one singing it. You know?
Yeah, you know, because sometimes you just have, like, a certain flow that you want to record and it's like, damn, it sounds so good just the way it is. But it's like,
exactly.
No, like, maybe we should actually think about it and stuff like that. But with my project, it's just more on a personal level, like more of like a mind, body, and soul, like me trying to, you know, figure out myself and, you know, actually unraveling the layers of what makes Merck, you
absolutely.
Know, so it's just, yeah, like with the group project, it's a little bit of all of us, of course, and then with this one, it's just...
So are you writing with, for your project, are you writing with people in the room with you, like working on the music, or are you doing the songs, kind of like taking music home? Or taking music to a space that only you are in, and then you're kind
of
filling it up. Okay.
It is a little bit of both, honestly.
Sure.
Like, I've definitely written, like, some poetry in my notes and stuff like that, and sometimes, like, when I hear a beat, like, I'll refer back to that, and I'll be like, oh, I think, like, these words go better with this song. And then sometimes the guys will come in and say, like, oh, maybe you should say this instead, but... it's all, like, still approved by me. You
right,
know? It's
right.
Not like
it's all in real time. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not going to be like, oh, well, just because somebody said it sounds better.
Sure.
Like that, you know, if I feel it's right in my heart to write that, then it's like, it makes sense. It goes with my story.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, not to, like, switch topics too rushedly, but I'm wondering, like, what other artists, like, do you feel, like, influence your music? And, like, what tradition do you feel like you're, like, stepping forward into, like, as, like, the new iteration of it or whatever? And then, like, where do you want to take that?
So I'm an old soul at
hell
heart.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I'm very much, like, into Billie Holiday, like, Houston, Queen,
yes.
All, like, those are my influences and stuff like that. So I definitely, like, with my music, I definitely want to incorporate that a little bit into it, like, even with my lyrics, you would kind of understand that it's like an old soul writing it. Like,
for
I don't
sure. I don't. How old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like your heart's been broken a few times.
Yes, and it has. And it's like, I'm also like a hopeless romantic in a sense where it's just like...
there's something very optimistic still about like how you face these things in the music.
Yeah.
Like what I really loved about the songs I heard was that you're coming from this very vulnerable place, but you're not doing it in any, like, there's no weakness kind of, like, in it. You know, it feels very strong and confident and, like, still, like, self-assured. And it's, like, every one of these songs are, like, what you got out of it, you know, in a way. Where it's, like, all right, I may have had this hurt, but look what I, like, look at how I, like, shine in this light,
yes,
you know? And I thought that was awesome. Exactly. So that's really cool. And I think that's really cool that you mentioned even Queen, because, like, another thing I loved about your, Freddie, I mean, jeez, but what I loved about some of these songs is, like, you have movements, like, they're not structurally stale compositions, like, you're creating songs that, like, have momentum, and I really think that's like,
cool.
A hard thing to, like, I think especially now, you know, given that we don't have live performance, you know, we don't have this, like, interactive thing with our audience. I'm sure you've had, I haven't seen you perform live before, but have you done several live shows? And,
yeah, for sure.
And I think that informs, you know, how you write or how, and yeah, there's something very alive about your work. And I
love
that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I definitely aim for that. Like, for anyone who hears me to have something taken away from it, to take something away from it, you know? And because honestly, like, music is that kind of thing that, how do I say it? It's like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go for it. Fuck.
But it's like your little piece of joy at the end of the day. Like, you know, like if you've had a really hard day, like for me personally, music is like my escape. So I feel like anyone who listens to a body of work, like actually that this is their escape. Like that's what comes to my mind. Like, what are they taking away from it? Like, is this bringing you to where I was at a point in my life, you know, like, is it a form of time travel, you know?
It's a good question, because I think a lot of artists do have very specific and different intentions when it comes to that. Like, an artist like Marilyn Manson isn't necessarily trying to, like, comfort you, you know, with their work, or even, like, tell you, But he is, in a way, by like being like, look, like, you feel this crazy, like,
mm-hmm.
so do I. And like,
yeah.
I've scaled it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that, yeah, you should continue to, I guess, explore with your fans. Do you have any like relationships with fans yet? Like, is that something that exists for you?
I feel like within my circle, I've gained a lot of fans. Like, there's, of course, people that I meet every day that are just reaching out to me and saying that, oh my God, like, I discovered your music from like an ad or something
sure.
that you had running, and I loved it since
mm-hmm.
then and all that. So I definitely tried to bond with anybody who's like into the music and
mm-hmm.
obviously like is sticking to it, you know, like reaching out to them on social media and tagging them in certain things, or even just saying like, hey, just in case you didn't know, I just released something, like, I thought that you would really like it, or, you know, they influence me too.
Sure.
So it's, they're definitely
like, I think that's something that's interesting now about like Instagram, but just like these things all being very like accessible to the artists themselves.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself like working with like a bigger label somewhere down the line, or do you want to keep it like independent and like try as hard as you can? Cause it's hard, you know, cause like with these fans, it's like they're in your phone, you know, the same way you might be messaging a friend, like, or someone, you know, like, I don't know. It's all very accessible. And we can like, it makes you wonder like, what role does the label have now?
Yeah.
And like, what role, how big of a role is the individual willing to take, you know?
I feel like to be independent is like something you want to keep going and see how far you can get into that. So for sure, like, I want to stick to that and just see where I go with that. And then, of course, like, if another opportunity like shows up, like, obviously you just have to hold like a meeting with everyone and see like what should we do? Does it
sure.
make sense for us as a group,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's definitely like, I guess when the time
yeah,
comes,
the time comes, you gotta play it by ear.
Yeah, you gotta just, you know, and see if it's the best choice for everybody.
Sure,
you know,
so. Sure. So, does the album have a working title at least?
Like
the one that you're working on. Does it have a title that you feel like you're gonna go with, or
yes.
that has been helpful for you to like just like put
yeah.
all the ideas under?
Yes, it's actually called X.
X.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's, I guess it means a lot of things to me. It actually means somebody who's super close to me as well. Like, the X represents someone who's like super close to me, but it also has a lot of definitions to it. Like, if you even Google the X in Roman numerals, it's like, it means like wholeness, wholesome, you know? So, it has a lot to play with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, no, I think X is definitely a very, very intriguing and poignant like jump off point for the music. And there's a very, I like that you went with like this wholesome behind the scenes meaning.
Yeah, like,
you know?
it just means like to be complete, and that to me means a lot because it's taken me a while to even put this body of music. Well, it's not out yet, but to even put it together, it was like years and years of studio time and just like figuring out what direction I wanted to
mm-hmm.
go to. Do I like this? Do I not like that? And it actually just like this body of music now, it actually feels complete. So it's so weird how the X like tied into it
yeah.
because it just made perfect sense. Like,
how many versions of this record do you feel like there have been? Because
oh
like
God.
With the first record, like there are how many, like, I don't know, every song you make could be like this, like a song on the
I
album
know.
Or like,
I honestly, I don't even know how many versions of it. Like, it's just a lot. Like, there's so many different folders on the computer right now with like the Mirza Project,
uh-huh.
Mirza Music, Mirza Styles.
Oh
like,
my gosh!
There's honestly, I can't even tell you.
You're getting so like official. You're getting so corporate.
Oh, I hope so. After all this time, I would hope like something's gotta
yeah.
give. So.
Yeah, I feel that. So you live in New Jersey now, but you come into, do you record in the city or do you record out there in Union?
Both.
Both. Okay,
yeah.
Very cool. So do you have like a different crew for like who you're working with out in Jersey versus who's here, or like do people go
it's,
back and forth depending on what you need from
group.
Them?
Like,
oh, okay, great.
Yeah, definitely
okay,
just
cool.
all Merc.
Okay,
yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah,
that's so great.
I like it's the best,
yeah.
honestly.
Damn.
Because they definitely like they understand me already. Like
mm-hmm.
they understand the.
They're invested.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my God, that's like the best word. They're definitely invested, and I'm like so grateful for them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
They do a lot of great work.
They do, and they work so hard, and I think that's also what pushes me as well, too, like, to see their work ethic and how much they've put so much time into, like, putting my project together and helping me, making sure that it's, like, the way I want it to sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's only right for me to actually, like, push myself and get this to where it needs to be, like.
For sure.
I definitely see it going far, and...
Are any of the singles going to be on the record? The things that you've dropped in the
yes.
past? Okay, very good, very good. Are you doing more videos for the record? Because I saw the video you did for, what's the name of the song? I think Let Me Love You, right? Or no, what's the name?
Get Lost With Me.
Get Lost With Me, that's right.
Vintage.
Yes, it was so fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
But are you going to be doing more like that?
Yes,
okay.
For sure.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're like thinking of storylines to put together, aesthetics, all of that. And still keeping it very much like my old soul.
Yes, yes, the X.
Yeah, so...
The variable X.
Yeah.
It's so, a constant, too.
Yeah.
It's algebra.
It's just gonna... the X, I'm hoping that, like, it becomes a logo for everything, like, for website, merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
I just want it to be, like, a symbol that represents me. Like, if you don't see my name... on something, but you see the X and you know that it's
Maritza Merk.
It's Maritza Merk.
So. That's so cool. Where does the Merk come from?
It's a
I know.
Family name.
Right, right. Okay, man, this is such a deep topic. The family name.
Yeah, it's so that's just what I've like I know it's a twist of like the actual family name,
uh-huh.
like for the boys.
Sure.
So yeah, now like anyone who's in the family, you're
there you go. There you go. Can you tell us at all anything about like some videos that you might be doing in the future?
Or
you want to keep that secret for now?
I think I should keep it a secret, but
mm-hmm.
also I don't want to give too much of it because I'm still
of course figuring out like
yeah,
what you should do.
Figuring
can you
out.
tell me a little bit then about the video that you've done then?
Yeah.
The come Get Lost With Me.
Get Lost With
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
So that one was supposed to, well, it already did. Like, it has like a little vintage vibe to
mm-hmm.
it, of course. We wanted to keep it like super, like aesthetically pleasing. Like, so we got like a Super 8 to film that. And we tried to have like a little storyline for it. But it was, it's weird because it didn't really happened the way we wanted it to, but it actually ended up working out. Like, the video ended up looking
mm-hmm.
really good.
It did look really good.
Yeah.
The video's awesome.
Yeah, we just wanted to keep it, like a mystery, too. Like, even in the video, you can't really tell, like, what's going on
yeah.
in it. But it just still looks cool. It still goes with
yeah.
the song and stuff like that. But, yeah.
I think it's cool how now there's a lot more freedom, I think, to create work that... encourages our audience to like take their time with you,
yeah.
you know, as like an artistic piece, you know, because I think that I don't know, I've been like in the industry, so to say, speak or whatever, in New York at least for
yeah.
several years, where like people at least have this mindset. And what I loved about that video was how like patient it was, and like how confident it was, and like just you. And it's
yeah,
like,
we,
I don't need, you didn't need any fancy editing
no.
or like you went old school with it. And I think that's great for your old school kind of aesthetic that you're going for. It's all very well
yeah.
thought out.
And like, honestly, my favorite part of that video was the car.
Oh my gosh. Is that you in the video? Your outfit is so dope in it as well.
Thanks to Big Will Merk. He put that outfit
You put that together.
Yes, he put that fit together.
Fire.
Yeah, it was really dope. So yeah. I loved it, honestly.
That's
it was
so cool.
Amazing. And I was just having fun with it, honestly. Like, we did plan to have a certain storyline for it, like I said, but it just turned out to be its own little thing, and
mm-hmm.
honestly, it was just the best. Like, we honestly had fun making
right.
that.
When did you guys shoot that?
I want to say last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last year? Or maybe 2 years ago. I'm not even
time
kidding.
Is just
I'm
like
sorry.
Really
I have,
lost
like,
all.
Such shitty
no,
memories.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Well, how is I mean, to make it a current event interview, like how's the pandemic affected you? How's the protests been figuring into your life, if at all?
It's honestly like it's given me the room to actually think of the bigger picture in life. You know, you even being in like quarantine. being in the house for that long, like, you definitely have been putting, like, your, how do you say it? Your, basically, like, you've just been putting your life together and figuring out what direction you want to go to. And it actually makes you more invested in what's going on in the world. Because for a while, like, we got so used to getting caught up in our everyday lives that we actually didn't really realize, like, the bigger issue. We've always known about the bigger problems in life, but it gave you the time and space to actually, like, read on it and see, like, where people's anger is coming from, you know? And it's, like, it got personal. Like, it,
so personal.
It's always been personal, but, like, when you look at it, when you actually get a chance to see what is actually going on in the world, like, it's definitely eye-opening to a lot of other people, too.
Sure. Has your family or friends been affected at all by the pandemic? Like, health-wise, I mean, like, has anyone gone sick or?
No, nobody's gone sick, thankfully. So, that's definitely a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, so did you lose your mind at all? Like,
a little bit.
Cooped up?
A little bit.
Who are you staying with? Do you live with your family or
yeah,
with
my
friends?
Family.
Okay, cool.
So I definitely was losing my mind here and there, you know, dealing with my siblings and all of that, like not being able to go out, especially
sure.
I don't want to sound like a party animal, but
sure.
like I love the city. I love going out. I love linking with friends. And I love my alcohol.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And so, that was just hard for me to do. Like for a while, I was just like, damn, like a month is okay. But then it started getting like 3 months now that I'm in the crib and I can't go anywhere. I wasn't able to go to studio for a while too. So that was hard, you know, but doesn't really make you stronger. So
that's a fact. That's a fact. Do you play any instruments?
No, just sing.
Songwriter.
Yeah.
Singer.
Singer, songwriter. I would love to learn how to play the piano. Like, I used to play it by ear, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever sounded right, that's how I used to, like, write certain songs. But
do you have a piano at home?
Yeah, like a little keyboard.
Nice, nice, nice.
So
no, it's fun to just fiddle around, and I guess that's how they, like, the OGs learned, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like just
yeah,
as if they were blind. Some
yeah,
of them were.
I don't want to say that I can play because I can't, but that's also, like, a form of how I write music
for sure
too, like just listening to certain keys and all that and just seeing what sounds right. So.
yeah let's see. So you mentioned you have siblings.
Yes.
How many siblings do you have?
Four.
Are
yeah.
you the
eldest? Yeah.
Wow.
Sadly,
what's that like?
It's not fun at all.
No,
it's like being another parent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they expect a lot from you, I'm sure.
Yes, the standards are very set high.
How old are they?
Okay, so my sister, she is 23. Yes, she's 23. My brother, he's 18, turning 19. And then the youngest one, he's 13.
Okay, okay. So you don't have, like, any super young kids, like, running
around.
No. But the 13-year-old is a pretty big
And I
difference.
Apologize for the uncertainty in their
oh, no,
ages,
it's okay.
too. Like, they're going to hear this and they're going to be like, wow, you get the word for, like, the worst sister.
Well, they're, I mean, they ought to support you. You know, you're trying to do so much. It's not easy. When, I don't know, it's like,
yeah.
like the siblings
yeah,
are often like flies.
Bad.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, yeah.
But they know that I love them. So
okay.
That's
yeah, let's get
matters.
That on record. Let's
yeah,
get
let's
that, make sure.
That. Like, I love you guys so, so much. So,
what are their names?
I don't know if they're going
to. They're going to be, yeah, you didn't want, they don't want anyone to know.
I think it'll be fine. So, Kim, Marvin, and Ethan.
Okay, cool. Do you have a favorite?
No. That was a trick question. No, I don't. I do not have a favorite.
Are you close with your parents as well?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, yeah, I would say, like, I'm closest with my mom.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
My dad, we still have, like, some work to do, but, like, I'm closest to my mom.
That's cool. Did your parents, like, grow up in New Jersey, and, like, they have a community that you kind of, like, grew up in? Or?
Well, my parents are actually from Haiti.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
When did they come to the U.S.?
I'm actually not sure about that.
Before you were born, though?
Well, yeah.
Sure, okay. Very good. And they've always been in New Jersey?
In Jersey? No. When they came to the U.S., they lived in New York, actually, in Brooklyn. And then they, like, when I was born, that's when they moved to Jersey.
Okay, cool. So what was it like growing up in Jersey?
I guess Jersey is just like a cool place to raise a family. Like, it's pretty quiet, good neighborhood. It was nice. Like, I went to a really good school, had like a normal upbringing, I guess.
Did you start writing songs while you were in school?
Yeah, for sure.
Like in high school, or?
I would say, I feel like I've been writing since elementary school, because I remember in elementary school, like, I had this little, like, girl group, and we would just write music, like, meet up at my friend's house, and then we would just, like, write songs together. So,
what was the name of the girl group?
We actually didn't even have a name for it.
Oh, wow.
That's how unofficial... Everything.
Well, that's how much it was about the work.
That is true. Thank you. We actually didn't even have a name for it. Now that I think about it, like, there was no...
Y'all just love writing songs too much to even think
said,
of the
like,
name.
This is our group. Didn't have a name for it. Just wrote music.
Do you remember any of the songs?
Oh, my God. No.
Are you still friends with those girls, though?
No.
No?
No, I'm actually not.
Well, now that you have, like... producers and like the studio, and you just bring them back in.
Oh, that's true.
Start the girl group back up.
The thing is, like, everyone kind of went their separate ways.
So then they're not even creative anymore.
Yeah, like the girl, one of them, like, she moved. Another one, like, we all just became distant. So.
I hear it. Were there a lot of people from Haiti in the part of Jersey that you guys grew up in?
No.
Not really?
Not that much. Like, I went to, I guess, one of our neighbors. There was a few neighbors that were also Haitian, but there wasn't, like, a lot.
Right. Have you been to Haiti?
No.
Never?
Never, ever, but I would love to go.
Mm-hmm.
I hear, like, it's so beautiful out.
Yes. That's what I've heard as well. I've never been either. But from what I understand, I know Haitians are very proud people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you know, for good reason, you know. Revolution, etc., etc. But let's see, what else can we talk about? Damn. So what? When was the last time like you lived in New York? You were living here for a part of time, or no? You've always commuted into the city.
Always commuted.
Damn, what's that like?
I don't mind.
You don't mind?
Honestly,
how long?
Yeah,
you said it was like an hour, right?
Yeah, like
okay.
An hour. And
that's really not
change,
that
like
bad.
Maybe an hour and 15 minutes. You
mm-hmm.
know, depending on how the trains are running today, because you
sure.
know how it is. But I never mind it, because I honestly love the city, and I hope that one day I actually can move into New York.
Mm-hmm.
But like I told you, I just, it's amazing to me. Like, I love coming to New York. I love, like, linking with people.
Sure.
Here. There's just so much, like, art and creativity, and it's
yeah.
like, it's
I do think there is something nice about, like, not, like, being able to have access, but not being, like, in it all the time, because it definitely
oh.
must be good for your, like, mental health, you know, I think. To, like, have the space to be like, oh, like, this is where I grew up, even.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is where I actually come from, you know. And I think that New York, though it is a community, has turned into a place that's so like, hyper, like, marketed, you know, that it's hard to live here. Just because, like, you're always being asked to, like, give up your money, you know,
yeah.
or your time, you know. Has that influenced at all, like, how you create? Because I feel like part of what... that video said to me was that, like, you are truly going to be creating, like, for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and the story that I think you'll end up telling will take place over, you know, years, like,
yeah.
it already has, you know,
mm-hmm.
it, taking place over years. You haven't put out, any, like, a whole body of work, though you've been writing and working for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New York definitely influences me a lot, because I have so many great experiences out here. Just meeting new people, like, even, like, meeting you right now, like, this is an experience to add, you know, like, I'm gonna go back to this and think about it and all that. So, and there's just so many creatives here. That's another thing, too. Like, I've met so many creatives that have inspired and influenced, like, the writing and all of that, like, through their stories and the art that I've seen here. It's, like, there's so much to take away from it. So,
absolutely.
New York is, like, definitely... number one.
Are there any other, are there any people, like, in this, people you would consider peers who, like, you're, like, a fan of?
Claudia.
Oh, for sure.
Like, do you see her, like, her eye is just so good. Lorenzo. Denise. I'm trying to like put all the people that I have like worked with. There's so many. But yeah, like that's who I can think of right now. But
mm-hmm. All right. So do you want to do more than make music? Is there another like creative medium that you've been like kind of like messing with at all, or are you strictly a singer songwriter?
For now, it's just singer songwriter.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. I'm really excited to hear the record. Do you have any like songs you could play like now or no?
I feel like, well, I have all of them.
Sure.
But I don't know if it's like good for me to just put them out like right now.
I hear you. It's so hard to like figure out how to play that game.
Yeah.
Because it definitely is a game.
Yeah. And then you just, I mean, even though it is done basically, but you never know if there's like a tweak or something. And I'm just, when it comes to music, like I'm such a perfectionist in a way too. So it's like, I have to go over it and then sometimes I have to see if there's something in it that I have to change or whatnot. But,
Do you have any plans for release? I know it's like kind of hard, like usually you might do like a live show or any myriad of things that require people seeing each other in person, right? But how do you think you're going to put out this record in this new climate?
For now, I'm going to be releasing like a single that isn't on the album.
Okay.
Just a little like dance tune. It's like a little bit different than what I've
sure.
been putting out. And then we're thinking of obviously like shooting a music video for one particular song on the album and just promoting and all of that. And seeing where it goes from there and having like people do like different music videos, like little dances for the songs.
Hey,
yeah. So
that's good.
We're just trying to see like where we can get with it and putting it on certain platforms as well too, and seeing like what magazines would write about it. And
so what, could you describe the album in genre? Because I was reading another interview that you did where you describe what you do as kind of like electric, like neo-soul, R&B.
Yeah.
It's like still within that,
yeah,
that aesthetic.
Like, I would say a mixture of like contemporary R&B, a little bit of pop and soul. I feel like that is the best way to put it.
I think that it's good to say art, though, only because I feel like American music in particular has been so racialized that, like, certain, like, genres are, like, kind of, like, stuck within, like, their conventions, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So to, like, bring it to this art thing, like, only encourages more, like, I think, fusion to occur.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I think at least in my lifetime, like, pop had a very specific meaning, you know, like pop was, at least like the way I was taught it, like growing up in the 2000s, pop was like, you know, the Britney Spears or like, even Beyonce like falls into it. But like whenever she would do like an R&B song or she would do something that's popular amongst Black people, it would turn into an R&B song rather than a pop song on the marketing level.
Yeah.
You know, like the business would call it like, this is her R&B song instead of like, this is just a pop song, you know?
That's true.
So it's important, obviously, just for historical reasons to, like, continue to have this conversation. But I think thinking of new genres is, like, a new activity, you know, that I think we'll have to confront as artists.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's history happens all at once, you know, and, like, only until it's, like, recorded does it, like, have the author, or the mystique of being history rather than just being like an opinion, you know? So I'm really interested in seeing how like your work grows. Like, I don't know. Like, I think that the genre experiments that you've done so far, like you've nailed them, like that you've done a great job. And like, these are like great songs. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see what risks you'll take like in the future, because like you're very talented, great writer, great singer.
Thank you so much.
And like you could fit in like in any type of track, you know. So it's really up to you. And like the X is like a very potent, like you know, jump off point for that for you, I think. And
shout out to Big too, because I was like going back and forth with titles for the album for a really long time. And I got this tattoo, and then he's actually the one who's just like, you should actually, like, name your album X, like, because obviously, like, the X means a lot to you, you know? And then I was like, wait a minute, like, that actually makes so much sense. Like, the X actually means so much to me, and the meaning behind it, you know, a level of, like, feeling like you've gotten to 100% in your life, or a level of completeness. And I was like, that's what the album actually is. So I'm like, thank you for that. Like, that actually made sense.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. And dialogue. Yeah, dialogue and discourse, really, for me, at least, have proven to be, like, the most valuable parts of, like, the process. Because, like, you can think of, like, a dope line or a dope image, but if it falls on, like, deaf ears, like, it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, if you're deaf to, like, what it's saying to you as well, like, saying back to you,
yeah,
then, like, you're lost as well.
Definitely. Yeah. Like,
I'm just laughing because I said lost, right? And you have the song, right? Get Lost With Me. And I do think that what's interesting about pop in general, or, like, music, or just getting people involved, is, like, creating this, like, trust, you know, with,
yeah,
like, your fan base, or, like, with whoever you're interacting with,
mm-hmm,
and that, like, you can get lost, and, like, you'll make it back, you,
yeah,
know? And I'm excited. I'm really excited to hear your album, because I know that from the start I'm going to, like, go somewhere else.
Yes.
But I do trust you to bring me home, you know, at the end of it.
Yes.
With this new perspective. It's part of your goal, you know?
Yes.
So
thank you so much. Like, I'm super excited for it, honestly. I feel like the time has brought me here, all the ups and downs that I've gone through, changing and not changing certain things, has brought it to this point. Like, I'm one of those people that really thinks about, like, if it is, like, whatever will be, you know, like, what if it's meant to be, it will be. So that's just how I feel with the album. Like, I feel like every little thing in my life has brought me to this moment, you know, regardless if we're thinking about it from a business perspective, like, you know, we can look at the papers and say, oh, we were supposed to have it out at this time, but, you know, it just didn't feel right. So now it really does. And I feel like everyone's going to take it.
Yeah. Do you have a release date?
I do, but I'm going to
Don't even.
That,
don't
yeah.
even. Don't even. Save that. Save
I'm
that.
I'm going to keep that to
Save
myself.
That. Oh, man. Let's see. What else?
I hope I'm, like, doing good.
You're doing
podcast.
Great.
With the podcast.
With the, amen. Let's see. Let's check in for a sec. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No. It's still, like, pretty consistent audio throughout.
Good.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to fill up some more time. Now that I gotcha.
No.
Okay, so can you tell us anything about, like, the album cover? Are you taking a picture? Are you doing a drawing? Do you have, like, an original art piece, like, coming out for
that,
it?
That is another thing, too. Like, I've had different ideas for the cover art. Nothing is definitely set in stone with the cover art right now, because I still have time to, like, put the album out. I wanted to focus more on the music to make sure that everything was put together, but I do have, like, a folder of different ideas for it that I've been going back and forth with. So, like I said, like, I'm a perfectionist when it comes to that, so I've just been going back and forth with that.
Sure.
So nothing's, like, set in stone.
Sure. Okay. Has there been any music that, like, while working on this record, I know you mentioned Billie Holiday before and Queen and Whitney, but have there been any records in particular that while working on this album, like, you need a break, you're like, oh, I need to, like, just kind of forget I exist for a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, have you had any go-tos, or have there been, like, any particular times, like, that you've needed a record, or you've needed, like, something to kind of take your mind off the
yeah.
work, and then it's worked, you know, it's, like, been what you need.
You know, my thing is, as of recently, I've just been listening to a lot of, like, instrumentals, which is, like, weird. Well, not weird, but I feel like right now I've just been listening to more instrumentals. Like Coldplay has one called Life in Technicolor, and I know that's like a little bit off from like what I would normally play. But I just, I don't know, I've been getting into the feel of things that actually don't have like vocals on them right now, because I feel like I've been able to place my own story into the songs.
Absolutely.
So that's just what I've been doing. Like
a little bit of like cosplay.
Yeah. So that's been my like little escape that I've just been doing right now. It's just like listening to some instrumentals and just playing around with what I've just heard and seeing like what expressions has brought out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been helping me. Like,
that's good. That's good.
Poetry.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that Coldplay song.
Yeah.
Is it just that one song you're playing a lot? Life in Technicolor?
I guess, yeah. It's been a lot of that one. Because honestly, I have it on loop a lot, too.
Right.
And just some stuff on Spotify, like certain jazz that has been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you have, like, do you go out into nature a lot?
I've been trying to. I'm not a nature girl. I'm not a full-on nature girl, but I do like taking my walks, like going for a hike here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And just having peace and quiet.
Sure. What do you do then to relax? It's interesting because I was thinking about this with me recently, where it's like at a point, like I started making music or I started creating to relax, you know, or like
yeah,
it would be this thing that became like an outlet because the rest of my life was so demanding.
Yeah.
But now that it's become so much more of like a central anchor
mm-hmm.
in like what I do, I need a break from it sometimes, you
yeah.
know, and like find new hobbies that will keep the music fresh or keep me fresh in general. So I'm wondering that if music doesn't occupy that for you, does anything else occupy that for you?
Yeah, I watch a lot of documentaries like Eartha Kitt. Like I'll read different things about like quotes that Frida Kahlo would say. I love her so
mm-hmm.
much. Oprah, I love Oprah. Like I'll watch like her interviews back to back to back all the time. Anybody who I feel like is just super inspirational, like different strong females, that really does motivate me in all aspects of my life,
mm-hmm.
regardless of music, relationships, work, and like you know,
you will gravitate toward.
Yeah, so that's just what
that
I'll,
energy.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
That's just what I'll do. Like I'll just I need to hear someone speaking. Stuff.
Sure. I mean, like you said, you're super close to your mom, so
yeah.
I'm sure that's just that pattern. Or she emphasized she was must be a pretty good mom.
She is a great mom. Like she is a great mom, super strong. And I've noticed like I get a lot of things from her as well too.
Mm-hmm.
So
like what?
We're super like independent. Like she's always been the type of person to do her own thing. Like I've never really seen my mom. Like get sad over a lot of things. Like whenever things seem to get hard for her, I've never seen her really cry about stuff or just look really stressed out. Like she's always
she can handle it.
Yeah, like she's always looked like she can handle things, and she's always just been put together. Like no matter what, like she'll always look good. And I'm like, and I know it would be like a stressful time in her life, but she never shows it. So I definitely applaud her for that, and I tried to take that away from her
mm-hmm.
as much as I possibly can. Even though there could be a struggle, but you just gotta keep going.
Yeah.
And
I bet she knows, you know, that like what she's signed up for is like, it's forever, you know, so
yeah.
There's no quitting on that shit. Damn. Shout out to your mom. What's her name?
Berlin.
Berlin?
Mm-hmm.
That's a dope name. Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard of Paris, but Berlin?
Yeah. Berlin.
I've heard of London, but Berlin?
Yeah.
That's great.
She's cool.
Damn. Do you have any plans to go back to Haiti, like, in the near future, hopefully?
They would
love you down there, you know? You got music.
I really have to go, and I have, like, family out there, too, that I have to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was planning on going this year. I was planning
yeah.
on it. I remember in January, I was, like, looking up flights to go, and I was talking to my uncle about going as well, but then obviously, like, things happen, and you can't. But hopefully...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next year, if everything looks okay, I would love to go.
Has family come up here from, come up here from Haiti
yeah.
before? Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
from a long time ago, though, that I don't even remember.
You look at those pictures and you're like...
it's like through photos and stuff. And I'll hear, like, my mom having, like, calls with certain relatives out there. And they'll obviously, like, say, oh, tell the kids I said hello.
Sure.
But I'm like, I don't remember meeting this person.
Say hi back.
Yeah.
You know? It's good to keep that. That's... I'm kind of glad that you're right before as far as the pandemic, like, offering up all this new space for people to, like, really, like, look at themselves and be like, shit,
like
was the path that I was on the path I want to be on?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've been working from home or anything, or, you know, continuing to kind of, like, still move forward in spite of, like, the kind of roadblock. But it'll only make those, like, plans you already had all the more, like, robust and, like, fully executed. You know?
Yes, for
so
sure.
I'm sure that trip to Haiti is going to be revelatory in its own way.
Yes, it will. Like, it definitely more appreciated, too. Like, to definitely go back to my roots and hopefully see where, like, my mom and my dad grew up, like, what are the places that they've gone to as kids, what school did they go to out there, and hopefully I can touch up on my Creole too.
Yeah, I was about to ask, do you speak?
I'm not too good.
Okay.
I can understand it, but speaking it, like, my grandpa, he still gets so mad at me because he'll try to communicate with me, and he expects me to speak back to him, but I'll, like, kind of speak to him in English.
Yeah, it's a little heartbreaking for him, I'm sure.
Definitely, he's so mad.
Yeah, I definitely, like, it's funny because even my mom, like, we came to the U.S. when I was, like, 4, and, like, I knew Spanish, and I knew English already, but, like, I was gradually losing Spanish a little bit as, like, English was getting used more, and it became, like, a family issue, you know, like, that I was losing Spanish, and it definitely hurts for, like, the people who, like, are experiencing the immigrant thing more seriously. Where it's like they kind of need the people around them to, like, be that constant.
Yeah.
But, like, they can't because, like, life has bigger plans, you know, than that.
For sure.
It's hard. Man, it's super hard. So you speak a little bit of Creole. Mm-hmm. Do you speak anything else? Just English.
Just English.
Very good. You're pretty good at English, though.
Yeah.
So don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Is there anything else you want to cover before, I know I'm interviewing you, but I want you to feel like it's your platform.
No, I feel like we covered a lot of stuff. Like, you asked some pretty solid questions, so.
Got that on tape.
Yes, you did really good. Like, you're asking really good questions. No, there's nothing else that I would add.
Okay.
Other than, stay tuned. For the album. And
the album is coming out.
Yeah, follow me on all platforms. Maritza_Mert.
Let's go.
On Instagram.
There you go. X is coming out.
Yes.
Bunch of singles out already. They're all fire. My favorite might be Twist It Up, I think. Or what's it called?
Yeah, it is called
Twist It Up. I love that tune. That was a good one.
Such a little vibe.
There you go. Nice little vignette. I think that was kind of another thing I want to talk about, that, like, in writing songs, like, do you know when you're writing, like, an epic song versus, like, a little ting? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like it's more epic when it's, like, really pinpointed a point in my life.
So,
like,
true.
Yeah, you know, because it's like, you could put something out, and for you, it's like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this definitely pinpointed every part in my life right now. And then the fans will probably feel like, no, the other song that you put out was, like, the best one.
Yeah, it kind of shows you how, like, alone you are kind of in making the shit.
For sure.
And how big of a gap there is to, like, bridge, you know, with your audience or, like, with your work even.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why you just make it your goal to put out whatever you feel like is true to your heart and what you actually love. And yeah, because then all of your body of music feels close to home for you. And no matter, like, how anybody takes it, you're just, for you, you know that this is your honest creativity. This is what you, like, if there was another form of you in music, like, or another, I just confused myself. I'm sorry. But if there was, like, a form of me in music, it would be what I put out. So that's perfect. And also I wanted to add that the album has 10 songs. So X 10.
There you go.
So I wanted to,
wholesome.
To clarify that.
The life path number.
Yeah.
10. Thank you, Marisa Mark. I appreciate you. And we'll meet again. Put the money in a bag, take off, then we take it to the van, wake up, all my niggas getting